Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Yay! We made it.
We made it. That's right.
All right, let me update my name so people don't think my name's Zoom.
Zoom name? Is that a new one? I didn't know about that.
It's our team account, so it always just shows up as Zoom. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting to see everybody.
So let's see who we got over here.
We have Jill, we have Leah, Marcy, Mary, Rosie, Sharon, Shelly, Soraya. Yay!
Awesome.
I'm super excited because this is our vital health topic, in case, I mean, you all know because you showed up, but we usually run this on our teleseminar platform, so we don't see each other, but recently we just made the switch over to Zoom, which is like so much easier, and it's just fun that we get to see each other. I feel like it's more real, so
yeah.
Yay, I'm excited. All right, we got more people coming in, so I'm not going to delay anymore. So hi, everybody. If you don't know me, my name's Angelica. I'm one of Dr. Reed Marie's co-pilots in her personal health programs, and this is our vital health topic for the month. So today I'm really excited to introduce our guest. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. So Maria is one of the most like empowering and inspirational fitness people I know in my life. Like, I've done her fitness programs, and just her personality, her sparkling, bubbly personality, and just her her will is so strong. And so she's super motivational for me as a trainer and as a health coach. So I'm telling you a little bit about her, and then we're gonna get into her topic. So Maria is committed to empowering stressed out sugar and carb lovers to optimize their weight and health so they rediscover vitality, happiness, and a fulfilling life. She left her career in corporate finance after she overcame pre-diabetes, eating disorder, chronic GI issues. She leverages her experience and training in nutritional endocrinology and personal training to customize programs that help her clients reach goals with more confidence and joy. And I'll be sharing more information about her and how you can get in touch with Maria later. But for now, I'm going to hand it over to Maria, who's going to be telling us a lot about bone health and osteoporosis. And sounds like I'm going to have to put everyone on mute. How to prevent these chronic imbalances. So Maria, I'm going to mute myself and you can take it away. You can screen share your slides with us and go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Okay. Somebody on the chat says my last name is Horseman is all my little bubbly name over here. You can see. Hi, everybody. Some of you I know, some of you I think have been in the program with me before. And so welcome back, and I'm great. I feel very honored to be here and speaking to you about a topic that is really important to me and to most women, especially out there. And today we're going to be talking about bone health and a few strategies to prevent, you know, osteoporosis, which is the main bone disease that is experienced by most people out there. So I guess what we can do, Angelica, if you have questions in the, you know, while I'm speaking, go ahead and put in the chat, and a few things I'm going to ask you to write down in the chat. That would be fun if you do that and participate that way. I'm very much of an energy giver by seeking energy as well. So, you know, hey, you participate, you smile, you wave, whatever, you compare, then I'm going to give more and more and more. So that's the way I kind of work. So is that cool with everybody? So, all right. Awesome. So I'm going to go ahead and I will stop in the middle, check, or Angelica, you can actually do that for me if you don't mind. If you see any pressing, you know, questions, just, you know, remind me to stop or something like that. Okay.
Totally. But usually we save the Q&A for the end. But yeah, if it seems like it's urgent, then yeah, I can totally bring it up in the middle. Yeah.
So you keep track of all those questions to the end. That sounds good to me. And I will try not to get too excited over here. If you have any problems listening to me, let me know too. And I am Brazilian, so I do have an accent. So my English is not perfect. So give permission for my imperfections here as well. Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, so let me go ahead and share my screen. And I'm going to pull out a little PowerPoint presentation. And let me go ahead and, looks like I was running a little. Hold on a second. Let me stop that. Yeah, there you go. Let's start from the beginning. So it's like, that would be nice, right? From the beginning would be good. All right. Sounds good. Okay. So, you know, it really, like I said, this presentation is about talking to you. By the way, reminding you what bones are. You know, we sometimes neglect those guys, you know, but they're very tough and we want to keep them tough. So let's remind everybody what bones are, what their functions are. Then we're going to go and talk about how bone remodeling goes into the process, what takes into consideration. Then we're going to go into osteoporosis a little bit, what causes and what kind of things, three strategies that we can do over here to prevent naturally. So just a reminder, you know, a medical disclaimer that my recommendations over here are based on my education and from myself and education that I gain externally. Is not here to replace your one-on-one physician. So always, before you make any changes to your, from nutrition and lifestyle, consult with your physician. Especially if you have osteoporosis in this case, or osteopenia, okay? But the recommendations are natural, but it still needs to be discussed, all right? So first of all, I want you to think about this, you know, regardless if we're talking about bone health or any other aspect that we're going to be talking here, which bone health, the topics we'll discuss over here impact health in general. So it's not only one exclusive thing. You got to remember this, right? Anything we do, from diabetes prevention, cancer prevention, any disease, is going to impact our health in general. Certain things today we're going to discuss are more for bones specifically, which in turn, you know, benefits us in different levels. So for a well-being, you know, I think that, and raise your hand and put in a chest if you agree that our emotional and physical well-being, we're here these days, is for energy, control of own health, have more joy, more balance or harmony, like I like to call, to have more focus on a day-to-day, more clarity, mental clarity, so we can speak up whenever we want to speak up and speak up what we want to speak up. Feel productive. Even if you're a retired person, we still want to feel productive that we're contributing, not wasting time. Personally, I hate to waste my time. Resilience, right? We want to feel resilient so we get going, because life throws a lot of life curves, and we want to have that mental, you know, toughness, you know, to stay resilient in life so we can progress and get over it. And strength, you know, not only physical but also emotional and mental strength, and also to feel successful, right? Whatever you define success. Some defined by money, other defined by having good health and being able to do what they love every day. So in this kind of perspective, you know, the way I see as a health and wellness and fitness coach, there's a few segments in life that, you know, I promote and recommend. You know, it's working from, especially from our mindset, right? Our beliefs, our values, and having goals behind it, our positive outlook. A healthy diet, although the word diet for me is like, I don't like it, but that's, to me, is nutrition, right? But diet is the word that is used, but it's really nutrition that we want to put into our body. You know, making sure that we're getting proper sleep, stress, and exercise. So these are kind of, you know, pillars, you know, of health that I like to promote. All this in balance is going to create like a homeostasis in the body. So we got to create a rhythm. We're not perfect at all the time, just to remember that. So here's a couple of things that I also see, you know, that happens a lot. And feel free to put in the chat if you recognize this. You know, I feel like most of the people are discussed, including myself. Sometimes, you know, if I get out of balance for some reason, right, we get in that stress mode. And then in that stress mode leads the body to kind of hit back, right? And we might actually do nothing because we're so exhausted mentally. Like, take calories mentally to deal with everything, right? And then before we know, we're kind of feeling down in ourselves. We feel depressed or mood is kind of down to the tubes, right? And that is start impacting our health. We start having, you know, digestive issues. We start feeling, you know, mental imbalances, from mood swings to clarity and things like that, right? And then we get, if we're not controlled, we get into the snowball side effect, right? And that continues. They get to a point that we kind of freeze. I had a client the other day. She came to me and said, I'm paralyzed. I don't know what to do. I know what I should be doing, but I cannot do it. I don't know what the next step is. And she meets the accountability and the motivation to get going, right? And the inspiration to do it. And the right guidelines for her, not what she reads in Dr. Google every day. So maybe you feel like that. If you feel, go ahead and put that in the chat. So, you know, in order for us to change in any aspect of our life, right, we need to have like a bigger why, right? If it is just to like say exercise, you know, a lot of folks, sometimes they're young, they come to me and I start asking some major questions and what is really their why to do it. They don't have a why per se, right? They have like, well, I want to lose this weight because I want to go to the beach or this and that, or, you know, I want to just feel better. But we have to dig deep over here when we want to change. Okay, that is where the commitment level is going to come, is when we actually dig deep. So I would like you to take a few seconds and I'll stop speaking for a minute. Okay, and I want you to put in the chat, what is your big why? One is you showed up over here for a few reasons. You're getting educated, but what is the why for you to getting educated or maybe getting the inspiration? What is that you really want so bad, you know, that is making you to actually take time of your day to be here with us today? So I would love to see what is your big why over there. If you're still discovering that, that's okay. You know, still figuring that out, that's fine too. So write down on the chat, I would love to see it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. See some cure my insomnia, thyroid, adrenal issues. Okay, had osteopenia since childhood. So here's what I want you to take this a little deeper. Okay, I'm going to challenge you on this why. So I know you're saying that you want to cure, for example, Sharon, insomnia, right? And but why? Why do you want to cure insomnia? So what is the reason? What are you going to do if you sleep better? Right? What is the zest that you want to wake up every morning with that toughness of energy to do what in life that is going to bring you more internal satisfaction? That is what I want you to do. I want you to think about that way, not only to reverse this, that is like in a high level is important, but there is a reason why, okay, that we want to do this. Otherwise, the insomnia goes up today, we're good tomorrow, and then comes back and we don't go to the root cause of it. All right, legacy. I love that, Patty. I want to help yourself and to leave a legacy. I want to travel the world. Oh, love it. Love it. I love to travel too. Yes, in the senior years. Now in the senior years, right? Rebuild the bones to avoid fractures. Yes, now if you don't have fractures, what are you going to do? I'm going to keep pushing this question, okay? So no fractures, so what? You don't have fractures. And what? So what do the factor of fractures will do for you potentially that you think that you need to prevent now that you know, that will bring you more, whatever that is more off, okay? So that's what I want you to think, you know, about it. All right, thanks for everybody for putting your words. Have fun with grandchildren and travel. That's a fun. I love it. Actually, rebuild bones so you can travel again. Right. Awesome. Thanks for participating, guys. All right, let's continue. So always think about your big why before you go to bed, okay? So that is one way that you're going to stay committed to changes, because changes, as we all know, we love in theory, but it's hard to get it. So let's get into bones. Look at that. Right now, I want you to grab your bones right here in your arms. I want you to actually poke it a little bit over here, okay, in your body and says, yes, these are my strong bones. Maybe you have thinner bones. Some people have a bigger, stronger bones, or thicker. Let's put this way, not stronger. I want you to grab your bones, even over here in your head. I want you to feel them right now. Look, I also want you to look and feel that right here on your thoracic, you know, these bones around protecting your back and the front. I want you to touch them right now, right? Feel them, because let me tell you, folks, they have important functions, and we want to protect them. So here are a few. By the way, they're not dead, you know. They're living tissue. They actually go through a process of remodeling every day, every second, and we're going to talk about it, all right? So first of all, some important functions. They protect the organs, right? Just imagine over here how many organs are underneath. you know, these bones, especially over here in the upper body, right? Tons of them, right? They give us a structure to the body. They give us the ability to do what? To walk and to move. Obviously, we have skeletal muscles around it to help facilitate that, right? Gives that more like, it's not so tough, but it really allows us to move. Obviously, bones, there is the bones, the cartilage, there is multiple aspects that involved into the skeleton, you know, to allow us to move, right? Now, very, very important here. The bones store minerals and fats. How do they store that? Well, it stores especially calcium, right, and it's, phosphorus. And the fat is on the bone marrow. So the bones produce the yellow and the red bone marrow, right? The red bone marrow is where we produce the blood cells. Yes, you heard me right. In the bones, right, we produce blood cells. That is all blood cells, the places, the red and the white. Important, okay? Important, because we have the hard bones and we have the more spongy bones. In between those, that's where the bone marrow is. And like I said, there is the red and the yellow. So the red is for blood cells, production of that. And the yellow is actually where the adipose tissue is, where fat is stored. Right? And that is in there, there is triglycerides in there. And that is a source of energy, right? When we need it, boom, right there, it sets it out. Okay, so very, very important, right? We cannot ignore that. So other thing, like I said, the cell formation and movement, right? Very, very important. Now, what is this bone remodeling aspect of it? Look, this is extremely important, okay? So there is two processes in the bone remodeling. Actually, there is three, but we're going to talk about two over here. That is the osteoblasts and osteoclasts. So I want you to remember osteo is bone, and the blast, just remember, we're going to blast it out. What it means is the formation of bones. The osteoclast is actually the breakdown of the bones. Now, breakdown and rebuild, right, and build. Now, what is the importance of here? Both of them are very important. We cannot just produce. We also have to break it down. Why? Because just like I said that the bones store the minerals, right, this is the breakdown of it. When the osteoclast happens, it breaks down so we can actually send calcium, for example, to the bloodstream, and that can be used. All right, so that is the process. So this remodeling is going on all the time, constantly. Very, very important, okay? Now, there is one more thing that you may or may not have heard about it that I would like to put into your ears over here, and you are welcome to do more research. And this research continues to evolve on this osteocalcin, okay? So this goes actually beyond bones. And this osteocalcin is a hormone that was identified not too many years ago, actually. And this hormone is released during the osteoblast. So the osteoblast is when the bone is forming. So this hormone osteocalcin is released. Now, check this out. This osteocalcin is involved in the regulation of insulin production, beta cell proliferation, which, you know, helps with the pancreas, right, to regulate glucose and insulin, testosterone production, which, you know, is very important not only for men but also for women, especially in bone health as well, for women as well. We produce a lot less testosterone, right, than men. That's why osteoporosis and other diseases occur later in life for men, but it can occur if their testosterone levels are too low. So osteocalcin is involved on the production of testosterone as well. Now, it is also involved in insulin sensitivity. Yes, and I know many of you on the call over here are a fan of Dr. Marie. Of course, you listen to her. And just like me, I'm an insulin resistance coach. You know, we're very much into the blood sugar and the insulin regulation, right? So in adipose, adiponectin secretion, what does that do? Actually, that is involved with fat cells being released in the body, okay? So very, very important, you know, hormone that is released during the blasts, okay, that occur. So what I would like to shift gears over here in this osteoblastin as well, from a metabolic perspective, right? Because that's basically what we're discussing a minute ago, is a hormone that is involved in the metabolic process in the body. But it does also something phenomenal. You may not have heard about this either. This was discovered a few years ago, I think it was 2012 or something. And so this osteocalcin is directly related to acute stress response. What is that acute stress response? It's rapid distress. Let's say, you know, the typical, let's say that you're driving, right? And all of a sudden you see a car that comes on in front of you and it scares the hell out of you because it cut you off. You immediately have that burst of acute stress, you know, response. Most of us think that until recently, you know, was always thinking that we need, you know, adrenaline. That's the adrenaline, because adrenaline comes before the cortisol spike or release, right? We think that's the adrenaline that spikes immediately. Actually, is this hormone, osteocalcin, that is involved on that acute stress response. And why am I talking a bit about this osteocalcin? One is because it's involved in the bone. Two is involved in also on strategies, how to boost this hormone, you know, in strategies that we're going to talk later, okay? So this, when we have an acute stress hormone, you know, it stimulates the osteocalcin release from the bone. Cheers to our bones over here, folks. Our bones have a lot to give, right? So the glutamate uptake, you know, into the osteoblasts is required. Now, how do we get glutamate to spike naturally? We're going to talk about that too. So we need that. So glutamate, by the way, is a neurotransmitter, okay, that is in the brain, right? So because when we have that, you know, release or that acute stress response, the brain, the amygdala right there is going to be speaking up. Right? And it's from that amygdala that is we get this glutamate also to talk. That's all in the brain and send all the neurotransmitters, you know, to send the signals to the body. Now, the osteocalcin inhibits the parasympathetic tone during the acute response. What does that mean? It basically takes over, right? So does not allow us to calm down when we actually have to go and have a response, especially if we have to run, if we have to do anything more drastic or push that brake real quick. We don't want at that moment to kind of calm down. We need to take a quick action to respond so we can save our lives in many cases, right? Now, how they discovered this osteocalcin is also, there's multiple, you know, things they were studying the bones, but also when they're doing studies on mouses at the beginning, they discovered that they could remove, okay, the adrenals from the animal. And when they remove the adrenals from the animal, which is where the adrenaline is produced, the animal is still could react. That's when they start digging into this hormone and find out that, yes, you can have adrenal insufficiency, which I have had before. You can still spike and go, you know, and have the attention and have that response. That is because of this hormone, osteocalcin, that is in our bones. All right? Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So now, shifting gears over here. So this is kind of hopefully gives you a little background of, you know, our bones and some of the processes that happen internally, right? And why you want actually to kind of pay attention more to the health of your bones. Sometimes we just don't think about it, right? So why we want to do that is because, you know, the osteoporosis is very well known as kind of a silent disease, right? And I call it a silent killer disease simply because the statistics are pretty awful, you know? And I say killer simply because once a person falls, which 90% of the fractures are coming from falling, lack of balance, you know, a lot of these fractures, people don't rehabilitate properly and actually they die within a year. Okay, off a hip fracture, for example, surgery that they had to do. So, you know, why is that, right? Think about it. Imagine if you are not able to walk. Imagine if you're not able to do the basic things in life independently. right? What would that to you do to you? That's critical. That is the importance of preventing any issues, you know, or any diseases that is going to impact our mobility. And that's why I'm such a proponent of exercise in this case, you know. So starting at age 35, you know, women start losing up to 1% of body mass every year. This is unfortunate. This is the normal tendency of the body. Obviously, we can do things that can slow down. And does not mean that you are a statistic or you're going to become one or you, you know, your children or grandchildren. There's things that you can do now to slow down that process or prevent from happening to you and people in your family, okay? Everybody is unique in that case, but that is, you know, the average these days. So the weakening bones, you know, impact our balance. Now imagine over here, right? So you're walking and your balance is off. When our balance is off is because most of the time we don't have like a core, you know, a core and actually glute muscles and leg muscles that are strong to support our body. And then when we fall is where there is the chance, the risk of a fracture, right? And then when that fracture happens is where the potential more issues happen to life, especially mentally and emotional, okay? And obviously pain and all that, right? So 70% of the people who fall, you know, and fracture a hip are not aware that they have osteoporosis simply because it's silent. It's deteriorating our bones, right? And we just don't know. We live like every day. Right. And we don't think sometimes, what can I do over here to prevent? Because we're not feeling any pain. We just don't feel any pain. So before we know, God forbid, you know, if we fall in a circumstance because of poor posture, poor balance, or something is in our way that we're not, you know, pay attention because it happens to all of us, you know, boom, we can fall and something can happen. Right. So we want to prevent all that. We want to empower our body to have this strength. Because what I mean with that is, imagine if you're walking on the street and, you know, who has not seen people, you know, with the phone on their hands over here walking? I've done that too. Okay. I've done that too. And you're over here walking. You don't even know what the hell is going on, really, sometimes. And you trip on something. Look, that response, first, the body can become resilient to any, you know, trick. So our brain responds very quickly over here by igniting our neurotransmitters, okay, to act quickly, right? And then take action. If we are, you know, out of balance, if we are not, you know, a level of strength, you know, enough, that can get us out of balance and can allow us, can, you know, cause us to fall. Right? Or bump ourselves. And in that fall, sometimes when we don't have that acute, you know, response to it, we might actually put different body parts to protect ourselves, not even thinking. So, you know, there is things that we can do in life, right? Especially when it comes to movement, that is going to help us to stay sharp on that kind of stuff. And with age, unfortunately, if we're just sedentary, we're not helping. First, we're not helping our bones, period. Because the bones, more sedentary they are, the less, you know, strong they become. That's period. Bones need pressure, okay? They need to pressure to perform, to actually form, all right? So just sitting over here thinking that we're doing any good, no. Not only cause weight gain, but also cause, you know, a decline in bone mass, okay? And as I was mentioning earlier, you know, about 40% of these hip fractures patients of age of 50 and plus, they will require nursing home care, right? And again, that becomes of the background, normally becomes of the background of sedentarism from poor nutrition, body is weak in general, you know, and then 25% of that group will die within a year, all right? Body takes a while to recover. Not only that, the mental, you know, and emotional, I guess consequences come in, and you know, depression becomes pretty big into that circle. So we don't want, we want to do the best we can over here to prevent. Okay. All right. So what is about the osteoporosis, right? I love this saying by Dr. Russell. So osteoporosis is a hidden tax of high-tech living. Who would agree with that, right? What does that mean, really? Yes, the high-tech living, things are too easy. We're sitting all the time. We don't have to go anywhere. Hey, even during this pandemic, right? Food delivery, takes out. We don't have to go anywhere if you don't want to cook. Right? You got even, you went, a lot of people got groceries delivered because they don't want to run the risk of going to the grocery superstore, right? So you see what I'm saying? It's too easy. You don't even have to get up to make a phone call, right? That phone is right here. Back on the day, I grew up with a phone that you had the rotary thing. You had to get up and, you know, stand most of the time, you know, to get that phone call. So now, you know, don't do any of that. Right? So this high-tech living is really creating a tax. I love that. So the, you know, it, and I want to, look, the definition of osteoporosis, I wanted to keep you very simple in your head, okay? Remember when I mentioned the osteoblasts, which produce bones, and osteoclasts that destroy, not destroy, but break down the bones for a good reason, because we can extract the minerals, right, and the fat? It's when that process gets out of line. Okay. So basically the bone deterioration or breakdown occurs faster than the formation. So just keep that. So what happens is you see in that figure over there. So you see over here. So the top is like, you know, the bones have those little holes and all that, the sponges, and that's the normal, right? There is a thick part and of the bone, and there is this spongy, and the bone marrow goes in between those holes, right? That's what I was mentioning earlier. Now you can have a little picture how it happens. So, you know, when we have bone with osteoporosis, right, the formation is not happening. So you have these bigger holes, right? And with that, what happens, a lot easier and fragile to break. So imagine a person, let's say, with 200 pounds, you know, and we fall, you know, I don't know, on our side over here. For example, a year and a half ago, I fell on a ski trip. And I fell, you know, and I, when I flew in the air, and when I fell, I put actually this side, actually my left side on the ground right here. Until today, I have some, you know, issues on my left. But I could have fell in a way that would have been mostly on my back and fractured the vertebra, right? That is possible. So we never know. First is, you know, this kind of things can happen. You know, it's a risk of living. What we got to imagine is not to live in fear. What I want you to feel is like, what can I do over here to live in power? Say, hey, I'm doing everything I can. I'm not going to stop living. You know, going to a ski trip, going to a hike, going to whatever, do the things, you know, swimming, scuba diving, whatever you like to do that is active, which normally we feel good when we're active, not sitting down all the time, right? It takes a risk, and that's part of it. So let's get our bodies strong, you know, to be able to give us security that we're doing this, right? So now, what kind of things can increase that, you know, bone loss? Obviously, the age. You know, I didn't put some of the normal stuff over here. The age of 45, especially women, you know, and above. But remember that a lot of women start losing, you know, up to a 1% of bone mass after age 35. But when get to 45 and older, which I'm 45, I'll be 46 this year, you know, the risks become greater, right? It's just natural from the body to happen this because of the natural dying process, which I know we don't like to talk about dying, but it's going to happen. So for me, and maybe you can think about that too, is the quality of my life as I age. That is what I thrive. Okay, I want to make the best quality possible, and I want you to do the same. You know, I don't care about the year that I'm gonna die. Really, I don't. It's out of my control. You know, but until I die, I want to assure that I did the best I could in my power, you know, to have a good health so I can continue to live life with joy and do the things I love, right? And not be paralyzed or immobile or other conditions, you know, that I could have taken, say, hey, I could have prevented this. We're not perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect, but it's a matter of taking ownership and responsibility for our journey here, right? So some of the things that increase bone loss, you know, nutrition, you know, deficiencies, especially in vitamin D and calcium. You know, why the calcium, as I mentioned, is, you know, as I mentioned, it is so important, right, for even nerve impulses, right? And to all the organs, to the muscles, to everything. And vitamin D is correlated to that, you know, gives the vitamin, the calcium, they work along with phosphorus and magnesium and vitamin D and calcium. They work all into a triangle. But vitamin D especially, because it's not only important for, you know, the activation of the calcium over here, but also for about every process in our body. Right? And so if you don't know what your vitamin D level is, get tested. Okay? And we're going to talk a little bit more about some recommendations of numbers over here. So a sedentary lifestyle, like I said, you know, if you're sitting on your couch most of the time or sitting for work all the time, and, you know, you might want to rethink about start, you know, doing some walks and adding more activities, standing and adding pressure to the body. We're going to speak more. Is smoking, excessive alcohol, weight cycling and eating disorders. You know, I don't know how much damage I've done to myself with my eating disorder. And, you know, that I had for many years, I had no idea. I was just trying to control my weight, right? You eat, bulge and puke. That's what I did constantly for a long period of time. And, you know, I can say this now and, you know, simply because it happens to a lot of women, especially trying to control weight in certain ways, right? Not really understanding what the damage you're doing to the body. But what this, you know, do to the body is you actually lose a lot of those minerals, right? As you are consuming, but you're thrown out of the body. So they create several imbalances in the body, you know. So weight cycling, the same thing. I mean, the weight cycling is, you know, you go into this fasting mode, you know, or you eat very little, the body doesn't get the nutrients, you know, it needs to continue to, you know, to fortify those bones, and then you overeat and then go into that cycling is very damaging to the body. Very, very damaging to the body. Okay. Low levels of estrogen and testosterone, you know, chronic kidney and liver disease. And this is related, you know, to all the mineral imbalances and metabolic syndromes that come with those diseases too. Hyperparathyroidism and, you know, the parathyroid hormone is very important and related to actually bones and calcium release. So, you know, there is a lot of folks with this kind of disease and trying to manage that all together, right? So just know that this is one of the reasons if you have that disease, it's going to impact, can create bone loss. Diabetes, digestive disorders, again, because the inability of, absorb all the nutrients that we eat from those foods. So digestion is always a foundation on the body that we got to take care of it. And then several other medications, right? From steroid medications to gastro bypass. Gastro bypass, you know, when you do that, so you shrink your stomach, you cut part out so the body's not absorbing all the nutrients again. Yes, there is benefits to gastric bypass, you know, prevents, you know, stop the person from diabetes, reverse and many other things, weight control, but also there is an increase on bone loss. We've got to give and take in certain times, you know. So again, living that healthy lifestyle from the beginning is very important. Cancer treatments, especially with estrogen, you know, because we need the estrogen and the testosterone over here for bone health. All right. So those are a couple of things to keep in mind when we're talking about osteoporosis prevention. So hopefully by now you got a good idea that we got to treat these bones with much, much, much love. And when we treat the bones with love, you know, we're also going to prevent us from getting further disease. So here are a few strategies. Okay, so yes, I've got to talk about physical activity because, you know, it is the most, it's the cheapest thing you can do with the biggest results in your life. It is the free, you know, medicine that we have. Literally impacts from bones to weight management to insulin, sensitivity to blood sugar, which we're talking about those two. Now we're talking about several other diseases, inflammation, mental acuity, it neurotransmitters, you know, ignite spikes that is going to give us the, you know, the really the zest for life, to having that dopamine, that serotonin control, right? I mean, God, I mean, the benefits of exercise are just endless, endless. You know, just type benefits of exercise and keep digging. You're gonna live your life reading studies. And why is that so difficult for us to do, right? That's why I'm a trainer, you know, to get people on the wagon a lot of times. But for bone health over here, as I mentioned earlier, the bones need this impact. The bone need the pressure. When we're sitting, that's not happening, okay? That's not happening. So there's multiple ways to get started. Not that if you're sitting most of the time or not doing much today that you're going to start jumping up and down, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Now, there's different ways you can get started on that. You know, if you're, you know, confused about that, I'll be glad to answer some of the questions. But you need over here to put that stress on your bones. That stimulates the cells to produce those proteins, okay? In resistance, you know, resistance, look at the word, resistance training exercises, resistance, right? Not only create, you know, help our bones, but also help what? Us to have a more stronger musculature. Well, that musculature is going to protect our bones too. Look, they work hand in hand, okay? And you're going to look good too, you know, better, if that's something that you strive for. You know, it's always kind of nice to look in the mirror, you know, it says, oh, you see some definition in something. It can be done, can be achieved. You know, so, you know, increase, you know, you can do those physical activities, so you can play sports, you can go for a jog, you feel, you know, like walking, but you're going to walk, you know, with a little purpose. Like I love to walk and jog, listening to books and things like that, you know, that get my mind going. And I kind of get lost sometimes when I'm doing this stuff, which it's great. I love it because I feel like I'm getting educated and I'm getting my movement in, you know, and it's perfect. So there is always a way to have fun with this stuff. Okay. And you feel like, oh, this is not just exercise, but if you have your big why exercise, then yes. Yeah, whether if it is to prevent, you know, your osteoporosis or to be with the children and travel and all that, physical activity is it, is indispensable for that process, okay? It is key. Challenge your balance and posture every day, folks. Look, I used to be terrible. My mom used to make, since I was a teenager, you know, a kid, I used to have this terrible posture, humping over here, and my mom would say, posture. You know, and I never listened to that, but I did, because I still have her head over here in my head, right? We listen to parents, we do, especially to moms, right? So as a trainer, it's just kind of helped me a lot, you know, once I transitioned to personal training, because I have to be in a good posture, and it feels great. You feel stronger, you feel empowered when you're in a good posture, from talking to individuals over here that I'm talking, instead of being slouching down, you know, look at the curvature, oh, looking down over here, you know, that doesn't send us signal of confidence. You know, that posture also sends a signal of confidence. I want you to feel, you know, like that. And confidence for what, you might be thinking, oh, I'm retired. And it says confidence towards your friends, your family, your grandchildren, your kids, right? You want to propone like, yes, I'm a confident woman, right? So posture on that. So challenge your balance too every day. And you know, the program that I do, I do those kind of things too. Now, another bonus over here with this is that exercise increases that osteocalcin that I was talking about. It increases our exercise capacity, because osteocalcin, when ignited, improves our performance during exercise. Now, you see this and say, oh, Maria, but the osteocalcin is with the osteoblast, so the bones are doing their thing. And then you're saying that improves capacity. So what it means is really this, is start moving today, because it becomes really a beautiful circle of love. Okay, that's what it does, right? You start moving, you start helping your bones. You start moving, you start, you know, promoting this hormone that is going to help your bones and metabolism through all those, you know, relationships that osteocalcin have that we discussed earlier. And, you know, you're going to feel better. So why not? Why not exercise? Right? I don't know what is the excuse that some people have. Maybe I hope that you don't have one. over here. But if you do, there is always, always a day that can change. The man says, you know, I'm ready. I'm doing this thing. There's enough proof over here today that I'm listening. It was time for me to listen to this thing. I'm going to start moving my fanny. I call it move my fanny, you know. So that's it, folks. So number two, there is many things for bone health, okay? I decided to pick calcium over here because, you know, a lot of folks are not, you know, getting enough calcium, but also a lot of folks are getting calcium from dairy products. This community over here, I sense that would be consuming less, you know, dairy products because your mentor is one that does not propone, you know, is not a big favor in favor of that. And I'm the same way. I do consume some grass-fed cheese once in a while or things that are like grass-fed butter. So I'm not 100% out of animal protein. And I do grass-fed meats and all that. But from the calcium, it's kind of dairy product, right? So the calcium is so important, right? Because it plays a role in the bone remodeling, like I mentioned earlier. It also involves in the muscle contraction and nerve impulses and blood clotting. So it's very important. Now, remember on the blood, osteoclast that I was mentioning, if there is imbalances in the body and with aging process, when the osteoclast getting breaking down happens more, that also means that there is more calcium being breaking down from the bone and not being put it back. So we're losing more, and that can create problems because of having too much calcium in the bloodstream. Okay, so that is important that we keep a good level of calcium. You know, the recommendations is 1,000 milligrams a day, you know, but also is related to your level of absorption in the body. So again, going back to the digestive system, important that we keep a good digestive system so we absorb those foods, right? So, you know, the calcium, you know, like I said, suggest getting that from, you know, plants, you know, versus the animal protein, because also the animal protein, there is a probability that the calcium is going to leach, you know, from the bones when we consume animal products. Okay, it's not only, dairy products, but all animal products, right? So there is much more, you know, behind consumption or adequate consumption of animal protein, you know, versus not. So some of the examples that you can get, you know, more calcium, you know, is leafy green vegetables, collards, spinach, broccoli, sprouts. They are very high. You know, collards, I think, is one of the number one. Nuts and seeds, you know, just watch on the nuts and seeds, right? Because there's amount of fat. Sometimes people get a whole bag of nuts and, you know, they eat them all. I used to be one of those, you know, and you don't know why you're waiting, gaining weight and all that. Is too much fat. And sometimes it's too much of omega-6 fatty acids, which is an inflammatory fatty acid versus an anti-inflammatory fatty acid like omega-3 fatty acid. So we're just going to control, right? It's all balanced. But today we're just talking more about this over here. Just keep an eye for omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids balance when we're eating nuts and seeds. And then legumes, including edamame. Again, you know, legumes are great. You got to control also the amount over here. I would say for some, you know, maybe you sprout them for a day or two so they don't create digestive issues. You know, some of the legumes have, you know, higher levels of insulin versus glucose. So the insulin score is higher than the glucose. So it might be spiking insulin higher, which over time can be a, you know, become a problem as a inflammation in the body. Okay. But again, balance on these, you know, now I don't like to work or to mention the word moderation, but moderation on this classification of foods, that's a good one. Okay. Not moderation with, you know, simple carbs and things like that, processed foods. All right. Moving on over here. Number three. The vitamin D is so simple, and so many people are, you know, not getting enough or don't have enough. So not only for bone health, as I mentioned earlier, right, but also for cardiovascular disease prevention, Alzheimer's, you know, brain disorders, any metabolic issue, syndrome, you know, vitamin D is indispensable. Also for our digestive system. So, you know, some studies are going to say that, you know, between 50 and 70 is a sweet spot, is a good sweet spot. I try to keep mine about 70 on the higher end, 70 and 80. We can do some kind of overdose of vitamin D, you know, so, you know, especially over 100. So we don't want to go that high, right? So keep monitoring. If you know you're deficient, you can go a little higher in the doses if you like. But monitor every 3 months so you don't get to a level that is not beneficial to the body, okay? But keeping between, I would say, you know, 60 and 70 and 80, that's a good number right there. You know, it's essential for bone mineralization and bone mass production as well. Some of the things that are involved, you know, with vitamin D deficiencies that a lot of folks have, you know, is anxiety, depression, again, as I mentioned, you know, for brain health, what it needs, fatigue, you know, trouble sleeping, inflammation, swelling. These are things, you know, so the body is a very complex machine, okay? And I don't want you to think that you can dominate it, right? Because nobody knows everything. Nobody knows everything. And out of these things that we're discussing today, I would like you to think, one is, what can I do here? One thing that I'm going to stay focused on getting better. Okay, one. And once you feel confident about that one, don't give up on it. You become consistent on it, then becomes part of a habit, right? And then you move on to the next. We have to be patient. And unfortunately, a lot of times we're not patient, you know, and we become overwhelmed and we don't do anything right. Right, meaning we don't become consistent and build habits. And we continue on the yo-yo. And that yo-yo is not going to lift that, you know, confidence that you're really taking charge of your health. Because I know you're here is because you want to do that, right? So that's it. Pick that one thing. Or maybe you say, you know what, Maria, talk about that. Let me research some more about that. Let me talk to other experts about this. Great, go ahead. The more information, but information can again be an overload. You got to take action, right? So write down over here in the chat what you're going to take. I gave you 3 strategies. We discussed a lot about stuff over here. What kind of things you are going to do? Pick one. Pick one. You can pick more than one, but I want one that says, you know what? I feel good that I'm going to take a step towards X to do more because I got enough proof over here that this is important for me to look after. Because again, that why, you know, obviously relating to this is because you have a lot of whys, you know, your whys are related to some of this topic. So write down in the chat, you know, one thing over here that you are going to commit to take action. Before you take action, you might have to do some research. That's fine, but you got to take action. So write down, please. Let me see what's going on over here in this chat. Increase resistance training. Awesome. Love it. Yeah. Yes. Increase movement. Yes. Yes. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. I love it. By the way, for not only bone health, right, but for mobility in general, one modality of exercise or movement, let's put this way, is not enough, okay? I want you to think about if you're not moving much today, yes, get going into that one thing. The next step off, even from your walking or more yoga, whatever, I would like you to please, please challenge the body in a different direction. I'll give you an example, runners. How many times runners tell me, oh, I already run. I don't need to exercise. Folks, running is here, one step forward in this way. Boom. Yeah, it's great, right? Metabolic, you sweat, you know, normally it gets your aerobic, you know, get your heart strong, all that. But a lot of other body parts are not being exercised over here. We need, you know, yes, the run is great. That impact, you know, is great on the bones. Beautiful. Okay, but for health in general, we need to cross train, right? So if you're not doing much today, pick that one thing, even if it is walking. You start walking, control the amount, right? Then the next thing is, oh, you're gonna walk with a little backpack, put some weight. Okay, now you have some resistance, have more weight on it, right? And then the next thing is, oh, I'm going to do some jogging, or once in a while, every 5 minutes, I'm going to do 10 squats, you know, stop in the middle of the road and do 10 squats. You see what I'm saying? We got to cross train. Keeping what we're doing in one direction or one modality is ideally not the best. Start with one and keep improving. All right. All right. I want to farm more. Oh, yes. Farm. Exactly, Angelica. Yes. Cross training is ideal for that, because you're going to be moving in different directions, stretching your body, right? We got to keep our core and our back very healthy over here, especially on the farming. Excellent. Oh, yes. Yes. Improve vitamin D. Oh, it's all possible. My level of vitamin D used to be, years ago when I, you know, got into the health and wellness, it was like 33. And then I went to say, oh, let me take 2,000 a month. You know, a day, I'm sorry. 2,000 IUs. Barely changed, you know, in 3 months. And then I said, okay, let me boost it up to a 4,000. That improved a little bit more. And then I went months onto that. And then it took me about a year and a half of trying this 2,000 to 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 a day to eventually get into 70. So that's what I'm saying. If you want to build, you can go to higher levels. You know, obviously, pay attention to your body, right? Before you go into the direction, but make sure that you are then measuring, you know, do the testing frequently if you go to high levels. Okay, awesome. Thanks. And I'll go back to this chat over here. Let's continue. We have a few more slides. Thanks for participating. Okay, let me see. Let's go on to the next. Okay, so how I can help you over here? You know, there's multiple ways I can help you. But today, I would like to focus on share with you my bone health program. And I did a trial last year and went well. But I'm kind of almost bring it to life back again. And I wanted to turn this into a really schedule every, you know, 2-3 months. So some of you might have, I think one or two of you might have joined last year. So this is a great program because I want you to break out these vicious cycles of life, right? I want you to feel empowered. I want you to give that brain the capacity and the clarity. I want you to feel happy. I want you to really wake up with a zest for life and not, you know, oh, I got to fight this. No. You want to actually have that energy. You know, to me, energy is in everywhere. So I'm encouraging you to kind of join me. You know, this program is going to start in August 25th. It's going to be twice a week. And I'm giving you, due to the coronavirus and all that, $150 off right now if you sign up by the 25th of July. And so we're going to work out online twice a week. These are obviously for bone health. So we're going to be using, you know, from bands to dumbbells, anything that put resistance, you know, in the body, body weight movements. I will teach you everything that related to those classes. So live, we're going to be doing 45 minutes of exercise. And then what is different from last year program too, you know, it was an hour, but included educational. This year, I've recorded videos, and you can watch those videos about multiple topics on health, on bone health and health period. So you can watch these videos, 5 to 15 minutes of length. So small little bites of information that is going to support you, and you show up live for 45 minutes of exercise together. And we're going to do that, and it's great. So, you know, like I said, twice a week, you know, and you're going to get this pre-recording educational videos. Today, the program is going for $147 for 16 classes, basically. So you pay less than $10 per class, and practically to have a personal trainer with you. I will do some exercise with you, but I will be monitoring, you know, everybody and giving recommendations. Obviously, this is not a one-on-one program, but depending on the size of the class, I will be able to give recommendations. And then we have a Facebook group. We can share more stuff in there, information and so on. So this is a way, and not only if you're worried, if you say, oh, Maria, and this is good for if you have, you know, if you don't have any you know, bone disease. That's great. You know, you want to prevent. You feel like stuck in your exercise and you want the community and you want the guidance. So that's a good way to get going. It started. So you don't have to be in fear of a disease. You just have to be prone to keep moving and actually doing more weight training. From the, you know, bands and some light dumbbells or stuff that you have around the house to body. Okay. So I want you to feel strong. I don't want any women to feel like they should not be doing weight exercises, you know, or weightlifting, because you can, you need that, you deserve. And weight training, compared to, you know, years ago that it was not believed to help much with metabolism, it does help tremendously, including, of, you know, obviously their heart health and insulin sensitivity, blood regulation, blood sugar regulation, and like I said, mental acuity and so on. Okay, so if you have questions about that, go to that website over there and enter the code VITAL so you get $150 off the price that is $295 today. Okay, so the class are going to start on the 25th and invite your friends to join, and we're going to have some fun. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen over here. And let me see if there's any questions specifically. Did you go through, Angelica?
Yep, I'm right here. So I'll go from the top. That was awesome, Maria. You have so much energy. It's really inspiring. Someone's called admin. We don't know their real name, but let's call them admin. Ask what types of collagen helps bones. And I think maybe talking about the kind of collagen you eat. Could you speak to that?
Collagen. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, collagen helps to, you know, I would say, you know, the collagen, I would say you got to be careful about the quality of the collagen. I would say there are some very good brands out there. You know, Dr. X actually produces a pretty good one that is from grass-fed beef, grass-fed animals. And that is the most bioavailable that there is from animal protein, okay? So I would just be very careful on the quality and what kind of, additives and anything that is added to that. Take a look into Dr. X collagen. And also take a look into Mike Mutzel has, a brand of supplementation that also has good quality of collagen as well. And take a look into a guy called, what is his name? Ben Greenfield, okay? So Mike Mutzel, Dr. X, and Ben Greenfield. So they're all producing high quality of collagen from animal protein and grass-fed. Hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah, cool. Admin also asked, has a severe osteopenia and is wondering, is there another option to Fosamax? Maybe that's a medication.
Oh, well, I'm going to refrain from the medication discussion over here. So I've heard a lot about it. Yes, I would consult with the physician. There is also a group on Facebook. There is a group for bone health. They discuss a lot about, medications in there. So take a look into specific Facebook groups, and there is a lot of doctors in that group, and they discuss a lot of it. But I would say, just because I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to get into, saying things that is inappropriate as far as, Fosamax is a medication, yes.
Perfect, thank you. All right, I'm going to scroll down. We're having a lot of interesting comments here. Patty commented that she's had osteopenia since childbearing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes. So
it sounds like childbirth can really change the bone composition.
Well, it changed the hormone, our hormones. And then that hormone imbalance, especially on estrogen and testosterone, can create, the osteopenia, or, hopefully, if you haven't progressed, that's great, Patty, that you haven't progressed to osteoporosis. That is fantastic. So that means that you're maintaining, you know, you've been doing a good job, because by then, you know, most women would have, if not taking care of themselves, would have already progressed to osteoporosis, you know, so keep up the good work. Okay. And continue to strive to do even better every day, to have lower risk of that progressing.
Someone else had a comment. Sarah said, I experienced calcium malabsorption. Can you speak to that?
Yes, I would say you got to dive into your digestive system here and, you know, make sure that you do some, probably some stool testing to see how your body's functioning. Also could be the vitamin D levels, because if you don't have a good vitamin D, and I didn't talk much about, you know, magnesium and phosphorus, but they all work into that triangle. Okay. So it could simply have been with vitamin D level deficiencies, you know, and, you know, the vitamin D deficiencies could lead then to digestive issues on not actually breaking down the foods very well. And if there is any other imbalances, let's say from vitamin B, you know, B12 or others, you know, that might not be absorbing well the foods, or breaking down and absorbing well. So I would definitely dive into your digestive system a little bit more with some stool testing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, to absorb those minerals.
Yes, yes.
Leah asked, what do you recommend for a 73-year-old who has joint pain, maybe something seated initially, like movement?
Yes, so joint pain. There's, you know, a lot of times is, first of all, let's ask, you know, this joint pain, is that a lot of the joint pain comes from inflammation in the body. So the root cause is like, am I doing, you know, are you doing everything that you can to kind of reduce that inflammation in the body? If you're doing everything you can, fantastic, you know, from your nutrition to movement, because movement is going to reduce that inflammation. So yes, so you can do a lot of stuff. Look, you can use, you know, a stability ball like I use. You know, I had clients that came up and said, I can't sit, I cannot do this, I cannot go to the floor. There's a lot of imbalances. And it says, look, there is always a way. So you can do movements that you sit on a stability ball. You can do the movements from, you know, a chair. You can do movements from laying on the floor. There is tons and tons and tons. And during the program, I walk you through all these options as well. So yes, do not feel, I want you to feel like this, you know, and mentioning that client that I have is like, you know, she came with a very negative mind. I can't do that. I can't do that. And I says, okay, can you sit here? Yes. Okay. Then we can. It's about transforming and looking for opportunities to move from that I can't to I can, because there is always a way. There is always a way. We sometimes have that narrow vision, and I'm not saying that you do have it. I'm just saying when you see that narrow vision, oh, I'm in so much pain, I can't do that. It says no. But remember that the movement, or actually making an extra effort to eat better, or, you know, practicing anti-stress, you know, practices, laughing more, all those things help with that, lowering that pain, right? So what can you do? Because there is always a way. In movement, there is always a way that you can do exercise. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you. Okay, I don't think, we have one more question here from Sarah. What stool test do you like that is affordable? I had a Dutch test and a practitioner said to take K2. Maybe you had mentioned it, but does K2 help with absorption?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. So what did she say about K2?
She said after her Dutch, her practitioner said to take K2.
Yeah, so on that, K2 is very indispensable for bone health, along with vitamin D3. So there again, they work together. So when I do the vitamin D3, if I'm doing isolated, you know, pills, I make sure that I get the K2. They actually work congruently. So there is, you know, you can overdo vitamin K. K2. So just make sure that your dose is not too high on that. So I would say that if you're doing like a 10,000, you know, I'm not sure if you're combining, you know, the K2 with your vitamin D3 or whatever, but you can do separately. Yes, very important to that. If you're just trying to maintain and assure that you're absorbing that vitamin D3, as well. So take the pills, you know, take the little supplementation with K2. And you can find that in Amazon. D3, by the way, vitamin D3, they'll have not the D2, with K2. So that's it.
Great. Yeah, and for those of you who have been in Vital for a while, we had a great vitamin K and D presentation last summer. So you can go back in your library and you can get more specifics on like dosing and how that all works. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's true. Like if people are high dosing vitamin D, it's not good to take those combinations, because then if you're high dosing it, you're getting too much of a K. Like if you get one that's D3 and K2 and you're taking, I don't know, like 20,000 IUs, which is not that uncommon, you're getting too much K2. So it's good to separate them.
Yes. Yeah. I would say anything that is higher than, you know, especially 10,000, then I would separate them. Mm-hmm. It could be limit, I would say, maybe to, you know, if they're combined a 5,000, but other than that, separate them.
Perfect. Cool. I was just had one curiosity myself. I loved like that slide about the stress response in the bones and how the osteocalcin was it?
Osteocalcin, I know.
Right, was able to induce a stress response in lieu of the adrenal. So I'm curious, is that like a good thing, a bad thing, or is that just like an adaptive thing? Like what are the consequences of that? Like if someone's bones were, you know, taking care of that stress response if the adrenals are compromised?
So yeah, the fact that adrenals are compromised, your bones are there behind you, right? So here is one thing. So as I mentioned, the osteocalcin needs that glutamate, you know, to be activated, and it's on the bone formation portion of the bone, right? So it's the osteoblast. Now, remember that as we age, the osteoblast, the formation decreases, mostly because of the imbalances on the estrogen and testosterone. It's one of the main reasons that does, because we naturally start losing them, right? Those levels. So important over here for us to keep those levels of steroids, hormones in a good level. So the bones are there to help us, but it's only released the osteocalcin when there is a bone formation. So you would think, oh my goodness, so it's only the bone formation, and now as I age, I don't form as much bone, so that means that I'm going to depend more on my adrenal glands to have that acute reaction, right? So you see, that gives us, so that means what? That we put more stress on that those adrenal glands. And with the stress on the life, you know, that we have in normal life, we want to think about, so hold on a second. What do I need to do over here to control my stress even more, especially in the, you know, as we age? It's one thing, one system depends on the other, right? But at the same time, we can do a lot about that. We have control a lot about that. We can control, you know, putting the right, you know, supplementation, the right foods, make sure that their bodies are absorbing the foods, so we keep, you know, giving birth to new bones. Now, to give birth to new bones, you know, exercise is important. To keep birth to that osteocalcin to be activated, exercise is needed. So you see why I think exercise is really the magic pill here? Because it is. You know, it helps in every aspect of our body. Plus, that glutamate that I mentioned that is necessary for the osteocalcin, you know, also is activated with exercise. Right? It's a neurotransmitter that when we do exercise, that actually elevates our heart rate, you know, and we get the little puffy and going, right? That's when we get dopamine released, serotonin, glutamate, GABA, all this, you know, beautiful neurotransmitters and other chemicals that are released to help our brain over here. So it's not any kind of exercise. We have to have some kind of a heart rate, you know, aerobic involved on that. And that's why I like to put bursts into exercises, or, you know, I do go sometimes for a run. I kind of got back into running a little bit more, but I add short cardiovascular in my workouts to transform into like a high intensity, you know, and I understand that not everybody is, you know, maybe at that point. But, you know, my cardiovascular is different than everybody over here. Everybody's unique. So it doesn't mean that you have to go for a half a mile run or a mile run or 3 miles, whatever. You know, you can get that spike on your heart rate and get those neurotransmitters by doing, you know, jumping jacks. So there is always a beginning for somebody, right? So yeah, I mean, I love it. I mean, it's a beautiful hormone. Yes, there is so much being discussed about the osteocalcin, and you know, like any study. So it became like really a big thing because it involves into, you know, some critical metabolic, you know, processes in the body, you know, from the insulin to the pancreas to, you know, the glucagon in our digestive system, which, by the way, going back to digestive system and glucagon, you know, peptide 1 is important for bone formation again. So why the health of our digestive system is so important, you know, and that the osteocalcin also, you know, helps with the glucagon as well, or GLP-1 is called, you know.
Awesome. Yeah, I didn't know that bone was so involved in all these other seemingly unrelated systems. This is really exciting. Blood sugar, stress, I feel like we hit so many different systems.
I know. Yeah. Yes.
Awesome. Well, I don't see any more questions in the chat. A lot of people are just saying great job, like thank you. I posted in the chat, I'll do it one more time, Maria's website is BFABU. And just so you know, like the opportunity Maria shared, the generous, you know, opportunity to have a vital discount for her program coming up, that'll be in the slides. And when we host the recording of the call, we'll post the slides as well. So you'll have all that information. But if you'd like to get in touch with Maria, then BFABU, it's where you can find her. And let's see, everyone's saying excellent presentation, fantastic. So yeah, I think everyone like really needed to hear this talk today, so.
Well, yeah. Let me see if that's it. I'll let you guys go and I hope I'll be in touch and hopefully to see some of you, you know, in August in that program. And let's keep our bone healthy. Let's keep our body healthy and we can do it all together. All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Maria. Thank you everyone for being here.
Thank you.